Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815. My website is www.jbsba.com. William Skip Miller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends. He's the president of M3 Learning, a sales development company. He helps companies put their best foot forward online. He does it in person, and he does it with his writing, including his books, Proactive Sales Management, and his new book, Proactive Selling, Control the Process, Win the Sale. Skip, welcome back to the show.
We're always good to be here, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving Day after.
Happy holidays to you, too, and we're glad you can be here. Skip, as we are coming up hard by to the end of the year, we still got a month or so to go before we wrap up this year. There's still, believe it or not, there still might be some time to squeak some extra production out of the year. And what I want you to do today, if you will, talk to us about what we can do in the last 30 days as we make the kick to the end of the year, and how we can, let's also ultimately, before we leave today, let's talk about what we can do to get tuned up for 2004.
Sure. Jim, you know, we've done quite a bit since last time we talked. We've got, you know, talked to many, many new customers and stuff, and trying to get them ready for the end of this year, next year. I think the one common theme right now is everybody's seeing a business upturn a bit, and everybody's seeing, you know, people starting to, you know, take meetings and get projects going. Mm-hmm. I think for the month of December, Jim, the best thing small business owners can do to finish out a good 2003 is to go back to their customers, the ones that, you know, they think they've got a good shot of, you know, closing their deals with or doing some business with in December, and not making the classic mistake of going, hey, you know, it's the end of the year, and can we get this done by the end of the year? I need this for my end of the year. I need, because it's not about them.
Right.
Go to the customer and say, why do you need this? Which we've called our implementation date. What date do you really want to have this thing done? Why do you want to have this done? What project are you using? What thing are you using this for? And get that I date and say, customers, we're willing to ship to you. We're doing whatever you can so you can get a week or two jump early on the process and lower your risk of installation, or make sure in this final month, focus on the customer and why they're buying it, and that you can give them extra time rather than you go, you know, begging for a quarter end.
Well, and you know, another mistake that I think a lot of, too many, especially the young and naive salespeople make, is they try to begin a three-month selling cycle today and actually try to force that three-month selling cycle into a period of 10 days. And that's called burning the bridges behind you.
That's the, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year and I'm short of my quota. What can I do?
I don't have my customers lined up. I haven't qualified them. They don't have the proposals yet. There's really not. They don't have a basis for doing business with me, but I'm going to try to make it happen anyway.
And again, that's all very, you know, salesperson focused rather than customer focused. If you don't have enough in your pipeline, if you don't have enough in your sales funnel right now, again, the best thing you can do in December is go to those customers that you think are potential closers or things that, and find out from them, you know, do you need something? That, you know, what do you need? Get out there and find out what date, what's their implementation date? What date do they want this stuff on their dock, in production, up and running? And then go backwards from that date, because we talked about buyers by backwards, where you've got to go after what the customer's dates are. So you're right. Salespeople make this huge mistake of, oh, my gosh, let's go close some business. You know, it's like, you know, a dog chasing its tail there.
Well, and the thing is, when you go into a call with that on your mind, with that attitude on your mind, the look on your face, even before you open your mouth, puts the customer off, doesn't it?
It does one of two things, you're right. It puts the customer off or puts them in a great negotiating position.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, either case you lose. You should have done, you know, stuff 30, 40, 60 days ago. So our biggest thing that we can have our salespeople focus on is make sure you focus on the customer's implementation date and focus on them, because it is all about them.
Mm-hmm. Now here's an exception, and we can talk about this when we come back after this next break, and that is if you've got some news.
Yeah.
If you've got something, if you got some news, if you're willing to make a concession, if you've got some kind of information that you think will benefit them and you can convert that into something that they'd be willing to listen to, that's different. And Skip, when we come back, I want you to help us flesh that out. And then we're going to move on, folks, into how you can tune up your sales organization for 2004 with one of the experts, William Skip Miller, the author of Proactive Selling, Control the Process, Win the Sale. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Nancy Rosenberg, Steve Gaffney, Stephanie Vance, Dean Siciliano. What a great lineup we got for you. And I'll tell you more a little bit later on about what those folks are going to be talking to us about. Right now, let's get back to our good friend William Skip Miller, the author of Proactive Selling, which is his new book, and his other book, which is just absolutely keeps knocking them dead, Proactive Sales Management, now number one at Amazon in his category. Skip, welcome. I mean, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
So proud of you. Not the least bit surprised.
No, it's been always kind of it's fun to see there, especially at Thanksgiving. So you sit on the computer and show your mom and friends. It's kind of fun.
Well, when your mom saw that, does it mean anything to her?
Yeah. I think if it was number 755, she'd be happy.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But
Skip, we were talking about what to do as we wrap up the end of the year. In my opinion, if you've got the kind of a product that you know you can't sell, you know, you're not selling socks or bread or something like that,
right,
it takes a little bit of a selling cycle where you've got to demonstrate it, you got to maybe give a proposal, they got to think about it, they got to check their budget or et cetera, et cetera. If you got that kind of a thing where they got to integrate what you're selling into their operation, and you're trying to get something done between now and the end of the year, and nothing has been done so far, well, you can kind of forget it. In fact, you're probably going to do more damage than anything if you try to force something right now. But if you've got something new to talk about, maybe the 2003 model is going to be replaced with a 2004 model, and you've got customers that will be just as happy with a 2003 model, and it's been discounted by 25%, that's news. They need to know about that, don't they?
Yep. Take your news. You know, small business owners, if you've got something different, some news, something new and improved, something that's different, and you want to take that out to the last month of the year, make sure you pass it through what we call the value star. Because mm-hmm. that interpretation then is going to say, it's not about me, it's about the customer. And the value star focuses around return on investment, time, and risk. If you sit there and say, I've got something new to you, and this is going to save you time, it's going to lower your risk in some of your business decisions, or it's going to make you more money, make sure you focus on what is all about them. So don't go out there and say, hey, we got this, we got this, we got this. Great. What's it mean to me? Pass it through the value star. And the three big points of the value star.
Give them again.
Return on investment, time, and risk. And what this means to you is, boy, such a powerful phrase, isn't it, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So something
no
new,
question
pass
about
it through the value star.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. And that's something you should keep in mind all year. You know, one of the things, I was just complaining yesterday, there's somebody, Skip, about whoever decided to have Thanksgiving in the end of November. You know, it must have been out of their mind. I mean, you know, why couldn't we have had this the end of October? I mean, think about this. We've got three holidays in about a 5-week period. And so you got less time than you normally have because you got some people who've got their year made, they're kind of winding down, they don't want to talk about business. You got people traveling for the holidays, you got a lot of people taking off a whole week at Christmas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is the worst time in the world to try to start something new, isn't it?
Yeah, right now, you know, the retail stores are lining up because now it's the delivery time. It's not the sales time, right? So
right.
You know, wholesale demand at the retail, and that doesn't really help small business owners. So Focus right now on, hey, if you buy this now, it's going to save you time next year. It's going to lower your risk right now because, you know, right now is a good time to capitalize it, and we're willing to do more in the service area to help even lower your risk or make your decision that you're going to do it with your project next quarter even more sure. So, yeah, go through the filters. Jim, I do want to mention for your small business owners two things that really are the biggest stumbling blocks I've ever seen small business owners or VPs of sales or sales managers make. The number one, by far, is it's time, January 1, to have your compensation plans, your quotas, your territory set by January 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen where it's now February 15th, and it's like, yeah, my salespeople are selling, and I got to get in their comp plan and their compensation plan, and you know we're probably going to realign some territories a little bit, but salespeople will keep selling.
No, they don't.
Nope. They do not like indecision. They don't like inertia. You know, one of the things that I learned what you just said at Xerox, below those many years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, sometime within the first week after New Year, if New Year was on a, depending on what day of the week New Year was on, before the 3rd or 4th or 5th of January, no later than the 3rd or 4th or 5th, we'd had an annual meeting where they rolled out stuff that I knew good and well they'd been working on for 6, 8, 10 months.
Yeah. Let's not lose the month of January and having to make a 12-month quota at 11 months.
Right.
Come out of the blocks fast the 3rd of January, or whatever that Monday is. I think it's the 3rd or 4th. Come out of the blocks fast so that no one's waiting down. And you're going to get 5 steps ahead of your competitor, without a doubt, because everyone else is waiting until, you know, mid-January, end January, 1st of February, mid-February, to get their sales force cranked. And one of the best ways is January 1st, have a contest for the month of January. Mm-hmm. How many prospect calls? How many this? How many that? First out of the chute. You know, everybody wants contest mid-year when it's slow. Have a contest, a one-month contest, first part of January to get everybody starting to get cranked right after the holidays. That's a great idea.
What kind of, what would a contest, you talked about a prospecting contest. How would you structure it?
I'd say, you know, right now, well, you know me, Jim, I got that Spanish-Russian-Greek thing going, right? Spaniards are the users, Russians are the vice presidents, and Greeks are the senior managers. I'd have a contest with how many Russians, you know, the vice presidents, the big decision makers, yeah. How many Russians in the month of January can you have a face-to-face meeting with?
Mm-hmm.
And don't talk about yourself. Make January a plan month.
Even if you're dealing with somebody already below them, you can. When we come back, we're going to get Skip to tell us how we can move up the line to those Russians and those Greeks. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with William Skip Miller, Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling, two different books. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with William Skip Miller. And, Skip, we need to know your website, please.
www.m3learning.com.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find out about what we do, how we help people with on-site sales and sales management training seminars, our public seminar program we once run once a quarter called the Advanced Sales School, and our books and CDs are on there as well.
Yeah, sounds good. Check that out, folks, m3learning.com. And again, the books are called Proactive Sales Management and Proactive Selling. And the Proactive Sales Management is now number one at Amazon in its category. And again, congratulations, Skip, on that.
Yeah, if they just go to Amazon, type in Sales Management. Proactive Sales Management would be the top book there. And
yeah.
And make my family's Christmas there. Go ahead.
You know, I like your idea of a contest. You know, that was something that Sears did and Xerox did, two companies that I worked for a long time in the early part of my career, and they always had, there was never a time, there was never a moment when there wasn't some kind of a little contest going on for somebody. Could it be a little one, it could be a big one, but there's always some kind of excitement going on.
Jimmy, you said it right the first time, the little contest. Nothing that's 6 months out or 9 months out or the yearly contest, nobody knows how to win there. You make them short. Here's the three rules of contests. Number one, the shorter the better. It's more impactful, and let's say they make January prospect month, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the they're still going to keep prospecting in February and March because they've got appointments set up, they've done the work. The residual effect is huge.
Right.
Number one, make contests short. Number two, measure them. Measure them to what we call frequencies or competencies. Have them do something better or something more or less of. Not just who can get the most revenue. That's reactive. You want to be proactive here and measure them on number of calls to Russians or senior people, number of presentations, number of proposals.
Mm-hmm.
Have it metriced, you know, during the week, once a week, what winner and stuff like that. But
and put it up on the wall where everybody can see the production.
Oh, especially with people's pictures. You know,
yep.
Take a digital picture of everybody, put it up on the wall, and rank them and move, and put a little Velcro on the back of them.
We used to have a bell.
Xerox,
we had a bell, had a ship's bell that our manager mounted out on the front, and whenever somebody made a notch in their belt on that contest, they'd come in there and grab the lanyard and ring it. You could hear it all over that building, and all the other guys would just make them mad, and they'd bear down that much harder.
Yeah, and number one, you know, do it short. Number two, measure it. Number three, you know, whatever they're going to do, right, make sure they have a winner. You know, and broadcast that crazy word recognition. Make sure there's a winner to the contest.
Let me throw another one out here, Skip. I don't know if you've thought about this or not, but I remember this from my days and when I was carrying a kit bag for another company. When you're compensating people, don't be small about that. Don't and do more than you said. And I'll tell you why I say that, Skip. I've had times when, you know, as you say, one of the challenges with these contests is that you know, it's not always cut and dried. You know, sometimes there's an issue that comes up, and whenever a company is small about compensating, if ever they try to save a nickel, you know, to save a nickel in compensation rather than saying, you know what, you know, I know you tried on that when it probably wasn't your fault that didn't go through, you're going to get credit for that. That'll do a whole lot more good. And the other way, by being small about the compensation, that's going to do a lot of damage.
You know, and make the reward quick. You're exactly right. If you're paying $100 for the person who has the most of this, do it immediately. And boy, the waiting and the only $50 instead of $100. I mean, one of the best contest ideas I've heard is two tickets or four tickets to an event,
yep.
To a golf outing, to a football game, to a rock concert, or, I mean, and make them good seats. Don't make them sit in the
right.
back row.
And you know what? You know what you can do. You can do something Xerox used to do. They'd have a deal like that. The manager would send the information to my wife.
Yep. Oh yeah. That
so she, you know, I'd come home and she'd say, "Guess what? You're going to be doing this month. You're going to be working your butt off. I want to go to this concert
underhanded.
Or whatever."
You know, finally, Jim, I think the best thing for people in January as well is to make January what I call the customer plan month. Where, as a manager, I send my salespeople out in January, and what I want to talk about with them is not what sale they're going to make really in January. It's, okay, you've talked to your customers. What are the activities? What are the things that customers are going to do in the year? Now is the time to talk to the Russians, the senior management team of your customers, and ask them, what are your plans in 2004? What are the things you're doing? Because the more you find out about them, the easier it's going to be for you to sell your stuff.
Well said, Skip. That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for being here, as always. It's always a pleasure. You always have good information for us. Thanks, Skip.
I enjoy it. Jim, hey, listen, have a great holiday season to you and your listeners, and make 2004 a great, great sales year.
You too, Skip. See you later.
See you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.